Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dave, it's time for another episode of the show.
Yes.
Now, the best thing is that you are
on the show.
You're on the show. We ask you questions at the top of every show. All right. Uh-huh. We're going to ask you a question.
I always get right.
Right now. Okay. Here's a trivia question about the show. Who made the Six Unseemly Questions logo?
That would be you.
That is true, Dave. That is true, Dave. But the funny thing is that earlier when I asked you who made the theme song, you actually didn't know it was me, even though you've been on the show from the beginning.
You are quite tricky from time to time.
Yeah, that was such a trick. All right, let's get the show started. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Barnato. This is my sidekick, Dave Rosinski. We've got a great contestant on the show today. Everybody, put your hands together for Kevin Allison. All right, Kevin Allison.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome. It's great to have you here. We also have a studio audience. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio audience, Kat Rosinski and Frankie Fritsch.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome back.
Hello. Welcome, both of you. Kat, you can turn on your camera. You can figure it out. We'll see what happens.
Here we go.
Hey. There you are. All right. Well, Kevin, welcome to the show. I'm going to tell you how the show works, and we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I will ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get at the end of the show, I'll decide whether or not your appearance on the show is worth giving you five whole dollars. Are you ready?
Awesome. Sounds great.
Okay, it's time for question number one. Question number one. Do you speak in full sentences to your cat?
Oh, yeah. And I speak my cat's sentences back to me.
Shut up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a whole thing where I say, I script it. It's like, I'm like this, you're like this, I'm like this. We have long, it's like Tennessee Williams over here. It's just I'm coming up with the dialogue for both of us.
Well, your cat isn't that old, though, right? How old is your cat?
He's only 2 years old, and he still has a lot of kitten kind of energy in him. Yeah.
Yeah, so how long in your relationship with your cat did that begin?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Probably about a year in, you know, that I was like, yeah, really knew his personality well enough to be able to supply his side of the dialogue. Yeah.
Oh, so your cat, you're 2 years in, your cat is a pandemic kitten.
Yes, exactly. He loves people because for like the first year of his life, he didn't know there was anyone but me.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever FaceTime?
No, but I have begun letting him out into the hallway, and I think he has fallen in love with the Jack Russell Terrier who lives upstairs. Yeah.
It's a quarantine. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Adorable. All right. I'm going to give you a bell on the question. I'll tell you why, because I also speak full sentences to my cat. All right. It is time for question number two. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
What I do, I produce a podcast and live show called Risk, where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share in public. So it's kind of like The Moth and stuff like that, except that it's very, very, very uncensored and very, like, anything can happen on it.
That's a great show. I've done it a couple of times, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Awesome. Please check out Risk. It's fantastic. All right. Now it is time for question number two. All right. Question number two. What book should everyone read?
Oh, I've been reading this book by my friend Allison Moon. She's a sex educator. It's called Getting It. And it's so funny because it's the first book that she hasn't self-published, but that was published by a publisher. So she's like, great. I write a book about how to do casual sex well. And it comes out right in the middle of everyone being locked down. So, you know, it was not the best like way for the book to first come out, but I think it's one of those perennial books because it has so many great insights, especially about communication bullshit, especially about like how to ask for more clarity, how to understand a soft no, how to figure out, negotiate, you know, kink play. And it's really, really helpful. It's called Getting It by Allison Moon. So it's all about just how to go about sex and romance, but communicate better.
You have Dave's attention.
When you say romance, I listen.
What did you say, Kat?
Can you spell her last? I'm writing this down. I'm going to send this to two friends. And I need
No, it is the kind of thing.
Two to like, spiders?
I have a friend. Why can't I get a boyfriend and just for chill? And I'm like, I don't know. But this book seems like it knows.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you. Just about a month ago, I met a fella. And the night we met, I was like, now you read on my profile that I'm polyamorous, right? And, you know, he was like, okay, cool. Didn't end up being cool at all. Like, he was calling me like every day, every couple of hours. And he started like inventing all these scenarios of these other guys I was seeing. And it got really insane. It got fatal attraction very quickly.
Yeah, my friend, that guy who did that to you, like that's her. So I need her to not be that. So I can send her this book. And you can learn how to not be a psycho stalker.
This sounds like a great book. In fact, I want to check it out myself. You know, I'm going to give you a bell because everybody seems interested in it and the book seems to sell itself. So there you go.
It's awesome. Allison Moon?
Allison Moon. Yeah, M-O-N-N. Or no, M-O-O-N.
Okay.
That's how you spell Moon.
No, it that's is... not how.
What?
Nothing.
How else do you spell Moon?
He spelled it Mon.
It's totally okay to not engage with Dave at all. Just ignore him like he's a ghost. True. It's fine. It is time for question number three. Question number three. Does the carpet match the drapes?
Yes, it does. It does. One of the things I've learned in my elderly years is that if a fella, especially like on a kink app or something like that, if a fella like mentions my red hair like three times in the first conversation, it's probably over already. You know what I mean? Like, are you going to ask me about something other than the red hair on my body? But yes, the carpet does match the drapes. Good Lord.
You know, sometimes people have the thing and they want to find that thing. And, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So the drapes are real? The drapes are real? That's what you're telling us? Those drapes aren't just for the
Please, Dave. Yes.
Keep going, Dave, till it's dead.
I got nothing. I got nothing else to say.
Are there guys born without hair down there at all ever?
Whoa. What? That's
a good question. Well, I guess the guys who have, like, no hair.
That would be so dope.
Condition that no hair on their body at all, like no eyebrows and all that. There,
alopecia
like that.
Totalis.
Yeah, alopecia.
There you go.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
My friend Derek Mears.
Alopecia is horrible. I had it, not totalis, but I had it. Yeah, this was like all bald, like baby butt smooth.
Oh my gosh. How did you get over it?
I juiced. Seriously, I grew my hair back.
My friend David, my friend Derek Mears has a
all of it. Like it's back. Everything's
Yeah, it's all back.
My friend That's Derek Mears has alopecia totalis, and he was he also played Jason Voorhees in one of the movies.
Shut up!
Really?
Yeah.
One of the Friday.
Shut like, up.
Yeah.
Does he dig having alopecia? Because I don't know. Maybe I'm like.
He is like me. Actually, we connect because of my albinism and his alopecia totalis, because like we are both in entertainment and we both were comedians. And so it just became an intrinsic. It really became baked into who we are. So
yeah, I like it. I think I find it fascinating and cool. And I would love like I used to not I'd have to hold back from shaving off everything like my eyebrows, my head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to hold back.
Like every back. my ass, all of it. I just want it gone.
I can't stop shaving off my eyebrows, guys.
Sorry, Kevin, what were you saying?
I can't stop.
I finally embraced the, you know, identity of Bear a few years ago. And I was like, that's it. I'm no longer shaving like anything. I'm no longer like
this. Well, congratulations on making unkempt a good thing.
Look, I shaved my legs for this show today.
All right.
I hope you're all happy.
Because it's not ever going to stay off more than a day. So,
All right, so I'm gonna say Bell for that question because it was spirited.
I don't even remember what the question was.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Oh,
that was it. Question. Was about his
people. Yes.
All right. Yes, we got it. We remember. Yes.
It is now time for question number four. Question number four: have you had a major turning point in your life?
Yeah. The night that it occurred to me to create Risk, because I had, you know, after my sketch comedy group, The State, broke up in like 1996, I spent like 12 years not knowing what to do with myself. Uh-huh. And a friend said, you should just get up on stage and tell true stories. Stop with the characters and writing the fictional stuff and what, just tell your true stories. I was like, wow, that really, like, that seems scary to me. Then I decided to do it one night at UCB. I was like, I'll tell the riskiest story I can think of. I'll tell about the first time I prostituted myself when I was 22 years old, or attempted to.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it was so scary. I felt like it was such a risky thing to do, but I connected with the audience that night like I hadn't, I don't know, maybe ever. And I walked away from that show. I was like, this is it. This is what I should do. I should create a show where people are like daring to come out about something or something like that. And
it killed. And it just killed.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so nervous about that story because I was like, oh my God, I sound so gay. I sound so Midwestern, you know? Yeah. And then like the more honest I was, the more the audience was like, holy shit. He's really like telling us the truth here. So yeah.
You were in The State.
Yeah.
State on MTV.
I wanted to ask about this show.
I'm the redhead gay.
I can no longer be on this. I'm about to cry.
Oh, come on. He didn't know what to do with himself for 12 years.
I was like, no shit. Is he? We were just watching. I've been watching Viva Variety and The State and like old like Road Rule shit with Christina P. Like I've been watching all the old shit from like, for me it's old, but it was like
old shit. Oh,
no, I'm saying I'm good shit. Good shit. Like, the 90s comedy, everybody I talk to is a millennial now. They're like, what's Limp Bizkit? And they call me old.
They're lucky so they don't know what Limp Bizkit is.
Yeah.
Like, I work with a girl with blue hair who's like, what's a juggalo? And then all of us old in the back are like, it's a mother. Like, they don't know basic shit now. And so when I hear 90s, I go, that's my shit. What is he talking about? Like, I just realized we were just talking about you, watching you. Like, I love you.
I just want you to know that, Kat, you only have 15 more seconds of freak out time.
I'm sorry. This is just.
You got this, Kat. You got this. You got this.
You're the best.
All right.
I'll give you $5. Give me your Venmo.
That's not how the show works, Kat. That's not how the show works.
Kevin Allison, I also.
Oh. Brilliant. You're brilliant. They should give you a show.
I also agree. Kevin, that they did. You. Look, and it's gone.
What an even question are we up to?
That's great. That is wonderful. That was a great moment.
That was beautiful.
It gets a bell for that moment in itself. All right. It is time for question number five. Question number five. What's the farthest you've traveled?
Of Christ. I guess Bangkok. I guess that would be it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was funny because it was the first time that I kind of went off on a vacation for an extended period of time just by myself. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, you know, like the first couple of days, I was like, what was I thinking? I don't speak the language here. I don't know where I am. I don't know anyone here or how to get around. But it became so fun because that city is so mysterious and weird, and just, you know, walking around was just incredible. So getting far, and of course, like, it's very easy to have sexual adventures in Bangkok.
Do people go around there and ask you what the capital of Thailand is and then hit you? Or is that just in America?
No. What are you talking about?
He's talking about a
joke that kids do where they go, what's the capital of Thailand? And then they go, what? And they go, Bangkok, and they punch each other in the penis.
No.
Don't tell me you don't know this joke.
Oddly enough, they don't do that over there.
Okay. Seems to be reasonable. All right, I'm going to say no bell because you asked Dave what that joke was about. And, you know, I tried to warn everybody.
You get punished for talking to me on the show.
That's right. Pretty much, sometimes, yeah. Uh-huh. All right, but it's time for question number six. Question number six. Do you have any supernatural abilities?
Well, you know, I'm trying to learn hypnosis.
Really?
I came through the kink community. I attended an erotic hypnosis workshop, and I was like, this must be total nonsense or just role play, right? But the woman who taught the workshop, like, afterwards, I was like, could you try that on me just non-erotically, just like, just see if you can hypnotize me? And it was wild because I felt like I needed a cup of coffee when I came out of it. Uh-huh. And it got me on this trip of starting to learn about this stuff. So, like, there have been occasions when I have, like, hypnotized someone, told them that they're going to do something the next day, and then they end up doing that thing the next day and don't know, like, where it came from, like, that they did that. So, like, you know, I'm beginning to think, maybe I can develop hypnosis.
Isn't leaving a post-hypnotic suggestion and not telling people about what you left, isn't that using your powers for evil?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, like, like, consent, it's just about the most blatantly problematic, weird way to be, you know, walking the line between consent and not.
There's a whole porn sub on that. There's like
a community
of people, and it's like a dude, and he like hypnotizes all these women, and he's like, touch my penis, and then people are like, that's not cool, but the girls are like, I love it, and it's so confusing. Like, I couldn't even get into that shit. Like, I was like, just learning about it made me ask so many questions. Basically, like, in therapy, I had them try to hypnotize me once, and I told that bitch some shit. I was like, I'm never telling anybody. And then when it was done, I was like, hey, I feel invaded, but also I just told you that. Like, so
yeah, well, you know, like, people swear by this new EMDR therapy.
Yeah, the eye therapy.
Yeah, and that's definitely using hypno, like mm-hmm. to have your eyes going, following something, and then to start asking you, you know, really tough questions.
Because my eye was f***ed up. I only had one, and then mm-hmm. the nerves were messed up, so they can't read the dilation or something. I don't know how it works, but they were like, it won't work on you. But I know that there's something to people, if they're on drugs, it doesn't work. And let's be real, like, a lot of people are on drugs. So, like, I feel like the more sober you are, the more into getting hypnotized. Or I don't know.
That seems like a scientific scale that you can't back up. Like, the more
I feel like all the drunk people want to get hypnotized.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know what Dave said, but I'm going to say that was a good conversation. So I'm going to give a bell to that question. Although you are using your powers for evil, she definitely shouldn't do that. All right. We've asked you all six questions. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where they can find you?
Oh, well, on Twitter and Instagram, I'm @TheKevinAllison. And then Risk, you can find wherever podcasts are, or just risk-show.com.
Everybody check it out. Risk Dutch. I've listened to a lot of episodes and been on two, maybe two. I don't know, something like that. It's all great stuff. All right. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. Let's canvass the room. We'll start with Dave. Dave, what do you think? Should Kevin get $5 for his appearance on the show?
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. I love that he freaked out Kat. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the appearance.
Also, the carpet matching the drapes. You like that a lot.
Well, yes, of course we like that. I just wanted to know if the drapes are real.
I think just Kevin just wanted a complete list of compliments. Frankie.
Now, what a lot of people call me Frank. It's fine. Yes, absolutely. $5 for this guy. 100%.
All right. So, but Frankie believes you get $5. What do you think, Kat? Should Kevin get $5 for his appearance on the show?
Well, joke's on you. I'm bipolar. No, you should. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. You should. Right. I'll send you $5. You should get 10.
All right. Well,
loved you on the state. You were the best. Okay. I was like, am I high or does this guy look familiar?
I did say your freakout time was over earlier.
You're definitely high, though. You're definitely high. I've just watched you smoke for the last 20 minutes.
Let's also ask our producer, Rachel. Rachel, what do you think? Should Kevin get $5 for his appearance on the show?
Yes, and I have three reasons. The first one being he has embraced his identity as a bear, and I respect that. Okay. Reason number two, he had an unexpected fangirl moment, and he deserves to be compensated for that.
Super cool.
And three...
Do you think that was some sort of trial or gauntlet? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying sometimes you want to be prepared for when people freak out over your work. And three... the topic of EMDR came up, and I am a huge nerd about that, and so that's cool.
Oh, yeah, I want to give that a try, actually.
All right. I might get certified in it, so there you go.
Rachel, stop bragging. Get out of here.
Rachel, EMDR is live.
Rachel, LMNOP. It's not
you don't have to use your eyes for EMDR, so whoever said that to you, they're lying.
Yeah, because the fella that was talking to me about it most recently is actually blind.
What?
Yeah, you can do EMDR without your
maybe
eyes.
Yeah, I got it confused with another one.
This I saw a guy do MDR. His head was growing right out of his butthole. It was amazing.
So, I mean, the thing that they did on you is a real method where, like, they were telling the truth about your eyes not dilating or enough. But, like, that's just one method.
Rachel.
But you
Rachel,
don't have to. You don't
Rachel,
have to
perhaps
have
you should exchange messages with everyone later.
Yeah, Rachel. Tell me about your Rachel. Email me.
I will.
Rachel, call us as soon as you get home.
Rachel, yeah, please. I'm begging you. Be gone.
Finally.
All right. That was Rachel, our producer, Teichman. And then, Kevin, now it's up to you. What do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
Absolutely. I mean, I just want to go along with the general consensus here.
Why?
You're a follower?
I would agree with you, except for the fact that Kat has already offered to give you $5 yourself, so I'm going to allow that to happen. So I'm not going to give you $5, but congratulations on the $5 you won.
Send my $5
from
to Kat.
I said the show doesn't work like this. Now the show works like this. Guess
I did.
Yeah.
It's a random show, Dave. You knew that. You knew.
It's not rando, bro. It's a random this show. Ain't rando.
Dave, please tell me, what did you learn from this week's episode?
We laughed, we cried, we danced.
Oh my gosh, Dave.
We talked about very important LMNOPs.
Should I just
and,
check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media, everybody, and unseemlyquestions.com. A podcast
network. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.